This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Millions of students are heading back to college, and a lot of them are worried about more than grades. They're worried about paying their bills. And so, more students are counting on the generosity of strangers to pay their tuition. As part of our Learning Curve coverage of education and technology, Marketplace's Annie Baxter has this report.
Next week, Selena Vang will be a freshman at the University of Minnesota Duluth. Most of her expenses will be covered by loans and scholarships. For the rest, she launched a campaign on the website GoFundMe.
I needed the extra money to go buy materials for school, like school supplies, bed sheets, laptop.
Initially, Vang figured she'd get small contributions from friends and relatives and raise a few hundred dollars. But then she boosted her goal to $3,000 so she'd have more of a financial cushion. She's two-thirds of the way there. Standing on the steps of her old high school in Minneapolis, Vang says her parents are immigrants from Laos. They don't make much money selling vegetables and have 10 children to support. But they don't like the idea of their daughter asking for handouts.
My parents grew up in a culture where it's embarrassing to do that. But then, like, I think I have tried to tell my parents that in this generation, if you need help, you need to ask and you need to put yourself out there in order to get help.
More than 150,000 students have tried raising money on GoFundMe, up from a couple hundred students just 4 years ago. Other sites, like GreenNote and Gift of College, focus exclusively on raising money for educational expenses. The sites charge a fee or take a cut of the donations. GoFundMe takes 5%. Students are turning to these sites at a time when tuition and student loan debt levels are on the rise. But crowdfunding expert Ruth Hedges says many efforts fail.
There's this misconception that if you build it, they will come. And the truth of the matter is that it's much more complicated than that.
For instance, Hedges says you should launch a campaign with a few donors lined up in advance so that a quarter of the goal is met in the first week. That kind of success breeds success. Hedges says kids entering college are actually well poised to raise money through social networks because they have a lot of them. Think school orchestras or sports teams.
They actually have more groups of crowds in their life than they may have later on in life when they get older. And, you know, they're not involved in so many activities. And that's the time to compel those groups to support you.
There are some risks to raising money for college this way, though. Scott Weingold is managing director of College Planning Network. He says successful campaigns could jeopardize financial aid.
It appears as if some schools may treat that as outside funds and simply diminish the amount of aid that the family would have otherwise been eligible for.
In that case, the crowdfunding campaign might do more to help the college lower its costs than it would the student. In Minneapolis, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
And if you want to crowdfund your own education, we've got some tips on how to do it right, or at least how not to get it completely wrong. You can find those at marketplace.org/learningcurve.